Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago, sponsored by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. My name is Jason Fankus, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness, health, and nutrition so that we can answer them for you. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Central Time or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also find helpful videos at findingyourmomentum.com and on Facebook. Just search for Momentum Fitness and Health. Well, you've heard about it. Hey, even before you had kids and a full-time job, you might have even participated in it. It's sleep. That thing that we rarely get enough of. Sure, we need a little less of it as we get older, but how much is too little? In the U.S., 40% of Americans get less than the recommended amount of sleep, which is 7 to 9 hours. Now, according to a 2013 Gallup poll, 59% of Americans get 7 or more hours of sleep a night, while 40% get less than 7 hours. These figures are largely unchanged from Gallup polls from the 90s and 2000s, but Americans, on average, slept much more in the 1940s. Americans currently average 6.8 hours of sleep at night, down more than an hour from 1942. So a lot of people are getting like 4-5 hours of sleep. I hear it all the time. So make sure that you're getting that 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Why? Well, we're going to talk about it today. Medical studies have related a lack of sleep to health problems and cognitive impairment. Therefore, experts typically recommend that 7 to 9 hours of sleep for adults. Again, currently, only 59% of U.S. adults are meeting that standard, but in 1942, 84% did. So that means 4 in 10 Americans get less than the recommended amount of nightly sleep. So why is sleep so important? It's not just about being tired or having energy, but I will tell you this, a lack of sleep means you're going to be craving energy throughout the day. The energy sought after will come in the form of food, and it's usually cravings for sugary, starchy foods. In a study from UC Berkeley, a sleepless night makes us more likely to reach for donuts or pizza than for whole grains and leafy green vegetables. The findings shed new light on the link between poor sleep and obesity. Using functional magnetic resonance imaging, or an MRI, UC Berkeley researchers scanned the brains of 23 healthy young adults, first after a normal night's sleep, and next after a sleepless night. They found impaired activity in the sleep-deprived brain's frontal lobe, which governs complex decision-making, but increased activity in deeper brain centers that respond to rewards. So often we use the sugary foods as rewards. Moreover, the participants favored unhealthy snacks and junk food when they were sleep-deprived. Now, in addition to this, your metabolism functions at its best when fully rested. Sleep deprivation is related to a number of undesirable changes in metabolic activity. So, for example, levels of cortisol, that's that stress hormone, in the blood increase. The immune response is affected, the body's ability to handle glucose diminishes, and appetite control suffers. Similar changes are seen in those who have sleep patterns that have been disrupted, either by young children or by sickness or whatever it should happen to be. The end result is that the body's normal function is disturbed by lack of sleep, leading to certain metabolic consequences. So how else can a lack of sleep impair your health? Well, heart health, believe it or not. Regularly shortchanging yourself on sleep can lead to a surge in stress hormones such as cortisol. We already talked about that a little bit. Now, the uptick in stress hormones compels your ticker to respond by working harder, and it doesn't get the rest that it needs. Poor sleep quality is also linked to heart health problems, from high blood pressure all the way up to heart attacks. Sleep can strengthen your immune system. So make a habit of getting high-quality rest to keep the immune cells and proteins of your immune system in fighting shape. That, in turn, improves your ability to beat back colds, the flu, and other infections. Sleep can help boost your mood. Are you a little bit on the cranky side, maybe like a child if you don't get enough sleep? Even one night of sleeplessness can make you cranky and irritable the next day. You're also more vulnerable to stress and anxiety. All of these can make it harder to fall asleep the next night, so you become trapped in the cycle of sleeplessness and a bad mood. Sleep helps with learning, memory, and cognition, says Harvard Health. It may not be surprising that it is more difficult to take in new information following a night of inadequate or disturbed sleep. What's more surprising is that it is just as important to get a good night's sleep after learning something new in order to process and retain the information that has been learned. There are more and more studies coming out that show that college students who stay up to cram for tests are actually doing poorer on tests because they're not retaining as much as they would have if they had just gone to bed at a normal time, or maybe spread out their studying over a period of time, instead of cramming it in and trying to, you know, run on 2 to 3 hours of sleep. So it has a big-time effect on memory. Lack of sleep may keep you out of the gym or at least hamper your performance. Now, more and more studies are showing that athletes have more tissue breakdown as the season goes on, especially in basketball and baseball, when games are often played back-to-back. So there's a lot of traveling. You may not be getting quality sleep. You're sleeping on a bus. You're sleeping on a plane. Or you may not be sleeping at all. So sleep is an essential ingredient for the endurance athlete, says Ann Kareen of New York Endurance Sports Examiner. There's a direct correlation between sleep and performance. Sleep, controlled by the hypothalamus in the brain, is as important as eating, drinking, or exercise. It's during this time that the heart rate slows down, the body repairs itself and recovers. Adequate sleep helps to strengthen the immune system, it keeps the nervous system working properly, and keeps the brain functioning. Sufficient sleep helps our bodies recover from workouts. It's during sleep that we naturally produce HGH, or human growth hormone, manufactured by the pituitary gland, aids in that post-exercise tissue repair. It helps the cell growth and regeneration. All of our gains are consolidated during sleep. So imagine going to the gym to get your workout in, but you didn't get enough sleep the night before. How much effort are you really going to put in? Or how many times have you actually fallen asleep in the parking lot, in your car, and woken up an hour later to find out that you missed out on your workout? I know I've done it before myself. So again, as adults, we need 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep. Quality sleep. So how do you get quality sleep? Avoid caffeine and other stimulants 4 to 6 hours before bed. Make sure your room is quiet and dark. No screens 1 hour before bed. So turn off the phone, turn off the laptop, turn off the iPad, and make sure you get 1 hour of no screens before sleep. Meditate, or if you're not into meditation, just practice clearing your mind so you don't have all these things running through your mind, the day's events, the next day's events, your to-do list running through your mind. Clear your mind before you go to bed. Do your best to set a consistent sleep schedule. Not always with kids, not always easy when you have kids, I get it. But try as hard as you can to be very close to having the same bedtime every night. Take naps. Athletes do it. Workers in Japan do it. You should do it too. Any chance you get, take it. It doesn't have to be a long nap, 20, 25 minutes. Have lighter dinners. If you have more food in your system, you're going to have that heavy feeling, that bloated feeling, and your body's actually going to be trying to process all those calories. It is going to keep your blood pumping. It's going to keep your heart rate up. It's going to make it harder for you to go to sleep. For some people, they need to exercise earlier in the day. Some people get their heart rate up, can't fall asleep. I'm not one of those people. I can do a 20-mile run, my heart rate could be through the roof, and I'd fall asleep in 10 minutes. So exercise earlier in the day if you need to. It's different for everybody, but exercising earlier in the day will keep your heart rate from being up higher when you try to go to bed. So those are your tips. Use those tips to get your 8 hours of sleep. Tune in next week as I discuss nutrition advice for before and after a tough workout, what foods to avoid, which foods to seek out, and in what time do you need to have those foods in. That's important as well, your food timing when it comes to having a workout. So short show for you today. Try to keep it nice and short for you, under 15 minutes. We know you got things to do. Get a good night's sleep tonight. Do your best, and we'll see you again next week when we talk about post-workout food. Until then, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.
Greatest man.